Jesus is the greatest model of prayer. In this series, we are looking at the six basics on how to pray like Jesus. Basics number one, location. Where did Jesus pray? Basics number two, schedule. When did Jesus pray? Basics number three, company. With whom did Jesus pray? Basics number four, posture. How did Jesus pray? Today, we are looking at basics number five, content. What did Jesus pray? In Matthew 6, verse 7 and 8, Jesus talking to his disciples, this is what he said. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them. For your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. And after that, Jesus goes on to pray a beautiful pattern of prayer for all of us, popularly called as the Lord's Prayer, but it is actually the disciples' prayer, our prayer. Verse 9, Jesus tells, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." In a recent message by Reverend Dr. Ivan Satyavarta, senior pastor of AG Church, Kolkata, he presented how this prayer applies to our life. It gives us an idea of the content of Jesus' prayer. Firstly, it was a prayer to our Father in heaven. The content of our prayer should always be God-focused. Second, it was a prayer for His children. The content of our prayer should be selfless. Finally, it was a prayer from our hearts. Content of our prayer should be genuine. The bottom line is, whatever we pray for must be God-focused, selfless, and genuine. What is the content of your prayer?